Nothing is the way it's supposed to be when you live on an island with a billion birds, a ton of bird crap, a few dozen rifles, machine guns, and automatics, and 278 of America's worst criminals, the cream of the criminal crop, as one of our felons likes to say. The convicts on Alcatraz are rotten to the core, crazy in the head, and as slippery as eels in axle grease. And then there's me, Moose Flanagan. I live on Alcatraz along with 24 other kids and one more on the way. My father works as a prison guard and an electrician in the cell house up top. I live where most of us civilians do, in 64 building, which is dockside on the east side of Alcatraz, a base hit from the mobster Al Capone. Not many 12-year-old boys can say that. Not many kids can say that when their toilet is stopped up, they get Seven Fingers, the axe murderer, to help them out either. Even simple things are upside down and backwards here. Take getting my socks washed. Every Wednesday, we put out our dirty laundry in big white bags marked with our name, Flanagan. Every Monday, our clothes come back, starched, pressed, folded, and smelling of soap and flour. They look like my mom washed them for me. Except she didn't. My laundryman is Alcatraz number 85. Al Capone. He has help, of course. Machine Gun Kelly works right alongside him in the laundry, along with 30 other no-name hitmen, conmen, mad dog murderers, and a handful of bank robbers, too. They do a good job washing the clothes for us and most everyone else on the island, but sometimes they do a little extra. The cons don't care for Officer Trixel, so his laundry doesn't return the same way as everyone else's. His shirts are missing buttons, underwear is stiff with starch or dyed pansy pink, pants are missing a cuff or the fly is sewn shut, so the guy can't even take a leak unless he pulls his pants down like a little girl. I can't say the cons are wrong about Officer Trixel. Darby Trixel is the kind of guy who only his wife likes, and not that much either. Last Saturday, my best friend Jimmy Madiman and I were looking for a barrel for Jimmy's fly menagerie, and Janet Trixel, Darby's 7-year-old daughter, just happened to see we were walking by the Black Mariah, the Alcatraz paddy wagon. That was all we were doing. Walking by it. But when Darby saw the Mariah had a flat tire, who do you think got the blame? Yours truly. It couldn't have been Darby drove over a nail. Oh, no. It had to have been us. We had to go with him to San Francisco and carry a new tire down Van Ness Avenue to the ferry and up the switchback to where the Mariah was parked up top. Darby wouldn't even let us roll it on the road. Didn't want it to get dirty. It's a tire. Where does he think it usually goes? My father wouldn't help us with Darby either.
I know you had nothing to do with that flat tire, but it won't hurt you to give Darby a hand, Moose, is what he said.
When I first moved here, I thought all the bad guys were on one side of the bars and all the good guys were on the other. But lately, I've begun to wonder if there isn't at least one officer on the free side who ought to be locked up, and maybe a convict who isn't half as bad as he's cracked up to be. I'm thinking about Al Capone, the most notorious gangster in America, the worst guy we have up top. How could it be that he did me a good turn? It doesn't make sense, does it? But Al Capone got my sister Natalie into a school called the Esther P. Marinoff, where she'd been turned down twice already. It's a boarding school for kids who have their wires crossed up. It's a school and not a school. A place to make her normal. I don't know for certain it was Capone who helped us. I mean, the guy is locked up in a 5-by-9-foot cell. He's not allowed to make a phone call or write a letter that isn't censored word for word. It doesn't seem possible he could have done anything to help us, even if he wanted to. But out of desperation, I sent a letter asking Capone for help, and Natalie got accepted. Then I got a note in the pocket of my newly laundered shirt. "Done," it said. I haven't told anyone about this. It's something I try not to think about. But today, the day Nat's finally leaving for school, I can't keep my mind from going over the details again and again. The thing that stumps me is why. I never even met Al Capone. Why would he help me?